This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. All small businesses are impacted in some way by Governor Whitmer's stay-at-home order. It's tough for folks who deal in perishable products and those who rely on word of mouth and casual walk-ins. Maybe it's especially difficult for people of color who've had a unique set of challenges getting their businesses started. This particular intersection is where we find Jermail Eddy. He owns Malamaya Juice Bar and Eatery in downtown Grand Rapids, which he and his wife founded in 2013. And he's with us today. Jermail, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you for having me on.
Will you tell us a little bit about your place?
Yeah, we are what I would consider a community center, because community is essentially the center of our business. And so I guess it'd be a non-traditional community center. Malamaya Juice Bar started in 2013 and is named after my three boys, Malachi, Nehemiah, and Josiah. And we get Malamaya and we make juices, smoothies. We do salads and wraps and other health immunity booster shot beverages. And essentially we just want to provide the community with love, and it's just coming in the way of our healthy products.
Right. So you're really in an interesting situation. Malamaya had just moved to a new location, and we're right. adding food to the menu just as the stay-at-home order was starting to go into effect.
Right.
What happened?
Well, we looked at the forecast and it looked a little cloudy.
So yeah,
we took one day off, like a day and a half off, to totally transform our website, to donate all of the actual food items that we had. We donated a bunch of salads to Baxter Community Center, and we're donating, getting rid of milks and yogurt. And we immediately said, you know what, we're going to stop going forward with the food items, and we're just going to focus on juices that we can make and bottle ourselves. And so that was the immediate thing. We cut our staff and we cut about 60% of our menu with the hopes that the community will continue to support us, and they have.
Amazing. So what was your reaction when you'd first heard that the stay-at-home order was coming down?
My first reaction was that if it's happening in that way, it's probably going to be best for the overall community, for the end result, to get through this. But from a business perspective, I was thinking, oh my gosh, I made a significant investment in a place that has the opportunity and possibility of lots of foot traffic, and it doesn't seem that there's going to be any of that right now. And so it was like, okay, I can either stop the business and just go sit at home, or I can do all that I can to keep my employees employed and to keep my business alive and to keep the community healthy.
Yeah. So what has that meant? Have you been able to do this without reducing staff?
I have not. We reduced our staff on March 16th when all of this stuff went down. I reduced the staff, starting with those younger employees who are still in high school, so they still live at home. I recognize that depending on the community in which you're from, because you are a younger employee person or because you still live at home and you're a student, that may not always mean that you don't support the family. And so
right.
With those individuals, I told them that if we can bring them back later, we can. But if they needed any help doing something, filling out paperwork, unemployment, whatever, let me know. So we started there first. And then we had two other employees who had second jobs who were going to keep them on. And so they said that they would be fine to reduce their hours to zero. And so I kept my manager, and we have one other young lady who works for us, and she did not work for us long enough to be able to get unemployment. And so part of the reason why we're still going hard right now as we can is because I want to make sure that she is taken care of.
Right. There was one thing I've been really curious about, and that is how delivery is going. When mm-hmm. this started, I think you were taking orders with some of the mass market services, and I believe
yes.
you're doing it yourself now. Could you talk to us about the challenges of getting the product in the hands of customers?
Sure. Yeah, we did. We were working with two other organizations when it came to delivery for our customers, getting the juices and our other products to them. And when we switched to a model, what we originally called Malamaya door to door or door delivery, it's like, how are we going to make that possible? And so I'm using my personal vehicle to go out and about to different homes. And so one of the issues as temperature begins to change is ensuring that the product is still cold upon arrival.
Right.
And so, so I'm driving with big coolers in my car and I'm pulling up at people's homes and their driveways and hopping out. And I think people are kind of skeptical to look out the window or to open the door because we're all supposed to be staying at home. And so what I ended up doing is just leaving it on the doorstep and I would send a text message to say, hey, your juices have been delivered and they're at the door. The only way that this is possible, though, is that the company Well Design, who operated our website, they immediately acted on switching our brand new website that we just launched to switching it again for deliveries only.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Have you tried to apply for any of the federal loans or grants that are available right now?
I did. I applied for whatever I could. I spent hours and nights and everything just trying to apply for all of this stuff. You get some mental and emotional fatigue, I tell you. So the mental fatigue is there. The emotional fatigue is there when you get that email to say you did not get something. But yeah, we were able to apply for a lot of the things early on.
Well, there are additional rounds of stimulus money, slowly working their way through the pipeline. Do you think you'll try again to apply?
Yeah, we're gonna keep trying. But what I do want to be cognizant of as we continue to have our business open, I want to be cognizant of the amount of revenue that we're bringing in. And notice I said revenue and not profit. I want to be mindful of the revenue that we're bringing in because I want to make sure that I don't take from what others could have. And so if there's a period of time where I feel like, hey, you know what? Our business is okay. We're meeting our basic minimal needs. I may defer that application and allow someone else to hopefully get that money.
For sure. You know, every small business is hurting right now, but I've got to believe that there are additional barriers for Black-owned businesses that may have issues with access to capital and other factors.
Oh, yes. We're a lot of people will say that the COVID-19, the coronavirus has brought to surface all of the racial disparities, socioeconomic disparities in our country. But those of us who are in the communities that have those despairs, like the African-American community, the Latino community, other communities, we've been experiencing this for forever. And when Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans, the folk there said, hey, I don't think the government or anyone's coming to save us. We got to get together and save ourselves. And that's the climate that we're in right now, is we have to come together amongst ourselves, neighbor to neighbor, door to door, business to business. And so when it comes to access to funds as a small business, we're sitting out here helping each other. We're putting up Facebook pages and text message groups saying, hey, did you apply for this? Hey, did you apply for that? And some of what I'm finding is some individuals may not have the financial accounting measures in place to apply for some of the funds because they're asking for a profit and loss statement or a balance sheet. And so I'm doing the best that I can with the knowledge that I have to help people find those things, to tell people about these applications, and then going a bit further and encouraging others to employ some of these accounting practices in their business even after COVID-19. And some of the reason why some of us don't have these in play is because we didn't know.
Right.
The field has never been even. And so some knowledge of how to run a business or that you need to have X, Y, and Z in place, we just didn't know. We weren't told.
Do you have any sense at this point of what recovery might look like for your business?
For my business, recovery is going to, I think it's going to be interesting to figure out what exactly that's going to be. But I do know that my business and many other businesses and organizations out there have to think about their future and do we scale back on some things? Do we merge with another business? Do we come together and share space with someone else? And so with Malamaya Juice Bar and Eatery, we're thinking about that every single day. We're thinking about what are the essential items that we need to have on our menu that our customers would buy. And so we recognize that a juice and a smoothie may come off to some as a luxury item. And so what are some other lower cost items that we can have on our menu? Because the bottom line is we have healthy products. We have health in a cup. We have health in a bowl. And so some of the things that we're thinking about is how do we launch products that may help people do some of these things at home? Do we need to launch a YouTube channel of a how to make a juice, how to make a smoothie? So we're thinking of those things as they come to us, but we're also thinking about what other businesses and partnerships do we need to have. And then finally, for our business, we're thinking about actual man and woman power. And when I say that, I'm talking about, should we employ as many people as we had before, or should we scale back and therefore get our juices into stores? And so we're not making as much juice here at our shop, but we're doing a wholesale model where Meijer could carry our juices, or, you know, Big B Coffee or Ferris Coffee or some of these other businesses can carry our products for us. And that would help us kind of get back stable so that we can get back into this cafe model that we have going right now.
Right. To your point about the product line, I was curious if you have anything that washes the taste of isolation away.
We do. I believe that all of our products are fantastic products. And one of our biggest sellers right now is the Rise and Shine Juice, orange, apple, carrot, and ginger. And that particular juice, it boosts the immune system. And it also just, it's called the Rise and Shine. It just brings a smile to everyone's face because of the vibrant orange color and also the dynamic flavors.
Jermail, that sounds absolutely amazing. What do you think is the most helpful to you in just keeping going these days?
A couple things come to mind. One is my family. Seeing my three boys and my wife and the smiles on their faces, especially for the kids, they know things are going on. We talk to them often, but they're still happy. They're still doing kid things. They're still hunting for bugs and playing with sticks and arguing about who's looking at who and all that good stuff.
Right.
But the other factor is the word love, L-O-V-E. I love my community. I love the next person. I love humankind. And, you know, for us, we consider ourselves as one that's planting seeds of love no matter where we are, no matter what we're doing. We want to be light to the community in lighter times, but also in the darker times. And so every time I deliver a juice, every time I talk to someone who has a question about a business application, I'm saying, this is an opportunity to show unconditional love during this time and integrity. And so, you know, our business and our household runs off of three principles. That's kindness, excellence, and integrity. And if we can all do those three things, we're going to get through this together.
Amazing. You know, the kind of business that you run is subject to lots of different considerations about reopening. There's the question about just getting back in production, but then there's the question about whether things like foot traffic will return. If you had the governor's ear right now, and you were thinking about the concerns of workforce and customers and yourself and your family, what would you hope would be on her mind as decisions are getting made in Lansing about whether some businesses should get back to production?
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, it's that although I understand the economic impact of what's happening right now, I don't want us to all move too fast. I don't want us all to get out there too quickly and to begin to re-spread something once we hit the peak and it starts to go down. I don't want to continue to put people at risk. So to open the economy slowly. And then I would love to tell the governor to really look at how to best support Again, my business, thinking about my business, how to best support the farm workers, those who are out there, the farms and the farm workers, the farms and the migrant workers, how to support them with better wages, better working conditions and living conditions, and really, really consider how do we do more local business within Michigan, again, especially with the farmers as it applies to my particular business, and to really look at the minority farmers, the farmers of color, and see how do we encourage them to continue doing what they're doing, because they've been left out as well historically. And so I know that as a state, we want to get back on our feet. We want to get things going together, but we got to begin to do this in baby steps. And so as much as I want my business to get out there, get back going, and just start killing it when it comes to the revenue, I'm more concerned with the safety and health of the community.
Jermail Eddy, owner of Malamia Juice Bar and Eatery. Jermail, good luck with all this, and we just wish you safety for your family and everybody who's working in the operation right now.
Thank you very much. You all have a wonderful day. Thanks for having me.